Greetings of love, and in Lakesh, we are now in the monkey wave spell, the third wave spell in the blue western castle, the court of magic. And this 13-day cycle begins at the center of the Dzogchen with the magnetic monkey and concludes with the cosmic knight. Monkey is blue, the color of transformation, and it transforms what the serpent wave spell initiated and what the mirror refined. Monkey is the galactic archetype of the magician and is associated with planet Venus. Monkey relates to the themes of play, illusion, and magic. So the theme for this wave spell is illusion, Hollywood, and astral movies. And we'll first contemplate the nature of illusion and then use Hollywood as a familiar bridge so that we can enter into the contemplation of the astral movies or the astral movie library. And then we'll conclude with an exercise for viewing your own life as a movie. And first, we know that Maya means illusion. And again, the magician is the archetype of the monkey. And the magician understands the power of the mind to manifest change and transformation. And the magician also understands the law of correspondence, which is the idea that everything in the universe is interconnected, as above, so below. And the magician is the one who is able to penetrate through the veils of illusion and see through the programmed conditioning. Seeing through the illusion is key, especially at this time when so many false realities and misinformation are presented to us. There are infinite illusions and distractions to choose from in this artificial time construct that we're currently navigating through. And what is referred to as the galactic Maya are those who have mastered the art of time and have seen through the illusion. And to become a master of time and illusion is to see through the world of duality into the interconnected web of, or the interconnected holographic nature of reality, knowing that everything is mind created and that everything that we can see is impermanent. And this is the aim of spiritual practice, to be able to cultivate a mind that can penetrate through the false light. And knowing that all things that we can see, everything that's visible, has its origins in the invisible realm. And we can also understand illusion at a scientific level, very simply. For example, if we have a microscope and we look at our skin underneath an increasing a microscope of increasing degrees of power, we see that our skin eventually disappears when we get down to the atomic level. And at that level, there's nothing but great expanses of space. So everything is just vibration, giving the illusion of solidity, when ultimately we are swimming through space and there's nothing solid really here. and atoms themselves are mostly space. Or like when you were a kid, you might have had the experience of staring into the mirror for so long that your form completely disappears. And the magician knows also that time is cyclic and that all processes recur. Everything goes in cycles. Everything is cycles within cycles. And even cycles that appear to begin and end are part of larger cycles. So that means that all endings or all seeming endings are actually beginnings. And so what we call the end of time is synonymous with the beginning of time in another octave or another dimension or universe. So each time space or each reality as we know it operates by different rules and models. For example, our current world that we inhabit, the most commonly accepted model of reality is based in the Gregorian calendar with the 12 months and the 60-minute clock. And we know this model of reality creates a mechanized belief system known as the 1260 frequency or construct that's embedded with automated programming. So that means that when we're tuned to that frequency, we become more rote or automated or robotic. And so, unless we make the effort to break free from that programming, then we will be conditioned to think and behave in a prescribed way based in that frequency. And a belief system is just an ingrained pattern of behavior or habitual thought patterns that people repeat continuously, that then creates the pattern of their life. So it's essentially a set of beliefs that people use to navigate their day-to-day existence is based on their perceptual lens is based on their belief system. And the consensual model of this particular time space reality expects us to follow a predetermined path in life. And this path is materially based, and it does not promote spiritual evolution or creativity or thinking outside of the prescribed herd mentality. It doesn't encourage people to question what they've been told to believe. So, in other words, we are born into a prescripted narrative that we did not create, and where the characters around us are also following a script. And, if we break from that usual script, many of us, probably almost all of us, have experienced something like that, maybe within your family, if you break out of that, of their way of thinking, they might try to pull you back into it, or people become threatened if you don't think uniformly or like they think. But if we question and challenge the beliefs and assumptions that have been handed to us, or these that underlie the scripts that we've been given, then we can open up new possibilities or perceptions that we may not have otherwise dreamed existed. And that's the value of the synchronic codes and the knowledge of in the law of time and cosmic history. And of course, the 13 moon synchronometer all of this knowledge has a particular vibration that helps us to raise our frequency outside of the hive mind. And many people experience a inner conflict between their authentic self and what their intuition tells them. And the conflict comes because that is at odds with what society or family expects of us. And this dissonance between our authentic self and the pressure put on us by society can lead to various issues like all sorts of addictions, different types of mental illnesses, and even physical illness when we suppress our true essence and the calling of our spirit. And many people also, even with all the social media, feel very lonely because they are unable to connect at that deeper soul essence level as their true selves are hidden behind the masks of normality that we're asked to wear to fit in with society. And this is also rampant in a lot of social media. And so many people look for a way to escape from their daily routines or of their conditioned lives, which a lot of times isn't satisfactory. For many people, and that's where people rely on movies or entertainment or video games, because it opens a portal in our mind to a different experience of different lives and stories and characters other than what we're currently living. And so, but if we're not careful, a lot of people can also become addicted to that, to secondhand entertainment. And, while art form is good, but secondhand entertainment can make us end up, we don't want to become passive consumers of content instead of connecting with our own source and creating from that space. And so this brings us to Hollywood, which, of course, is the image-making capital of the world. And it's mastered the art of creating and selling illusions. And many people don't realize the occult background that Hollywood is founded on. And some esotericists, such as Jordan Maxwell, claim that the word Hollywood comes from the ancient druids who used to cut branches from holly trees to create magic wands for casting spells. And by making this analogy, it suggested that Hollywood is like a modern-day wand capable of casting spells on a global audience through movies and television and manipulating people's perceptions and beliefs. But just like with anything, some movies are designed to program us or condition us, and others are art forms to help us awaken into a deeper reality and into contemplating things that we may not otherwise contemplate. But the point is that all of these stories and movie scripts, where do they all come from? Well, we can say they come from our mind or come from, different people's minds. But if we go even deeper, since everything has its origin in the invisible realms, we can say that, these scripts, of course, begin in the imaginal realm, which is also coincides with the what we call the fourth dimensional realm, which is the realm of our dreams and images and deja vus. So this is the dimension. So fourth dimension then is the dimension where the image index is located. And it's not dependent on the physical world for activation. So our imaginal realm is not dependent on the physical realm. But again, this is the realm where we generate, or at least we pull forth these internal images and ideas or creative insights. So again, in the third dimension, Hollywood represents the image-making capital of the world, and it takes images from the imaginal realm or the fourth dimension, steps them down, and then employs various special effects to create illusions that captivate audiences. And it's mastered the art of illusion. So Hollywood is like the modern magician. And the influence of these movies is spread worldwide. The influence extends beyond the screen and has affected the entire world cultures, from language to fashion to just public discourse or what people are talking about. And the pop artist Andy Warhol has a famous saying about the movies, which sums it up. He says, see, quote, "The movies have been running things in America ever since they were invented. They show you what to do, how to do it, when, how to feel about it, and how to look how you think about it, or how to look in the way that you feel about it." Anyway, the point here is that magic and illusion have deep roots in human culture and are connected to the magician archetype. And on a personal note, from the years 2002 to 2013, I lived largely outside of the realm of media and movies, and I didn't have a cell phone or social media or television, and we were scarcely on the internet in those years. And that was the time when the transmissions of cosmic history were occurring. And I only share that because, from my experience of being not connected to all of that, your mind develops in a very different way. And it's so much easier to connect with God or to connect with the inner realm. And it's so much easier to connect with the imaginal realm. And yeah, so when I returned to the US in 2013, I noted how much of people's dialogue revolved around the latest movies or shows or video games or pop culture references. And I felt like I was in a completely foreign planet. And it took a while to catch up because I'd been living so deeply in the inner realm, or which felt like an alternate reality. So, okay, so jumping a bit into this alternate reality, the astral movies, and into the imaginal realm, where these we can imagine like a huge library with every genre that's indexed, of every potentiality of every movie or storyline. It's like it's like the Psi Bank being organized into these movie engrams. So, and we have to use here a bit of our imaginal intelligence and intuition and play to be able to grasp and understand this. So anyway, this is the fourth dimension, which is the intermediate field between the purely electrical fifth dimension that we've talked about earlier and the physical third dimension. So in the middle is the fourth. And this realm of the fourth dimension is fluid and nonlinear. And but then we grab the images or the stories, and then they have to be stepped down into a like chronological progression that we experience, and then we can create something with them in the third dimension. This goes for not only movies, but all art forms. So again, the thinking of the fourth dimension and all the astral movie potentialities are stored, and also keeping in mind that it's this fourth dimension where the synchronic order also resides. Okay, and this is also the realm of the archetypes. And so imagine that these astral movies, they can be thought of as the blueprints or the scripts from which our reality is continuously being shaped and reshaped. And we can imagine there's some etheric or astral script writers that are always busy editing into this reality and adding dialogue into this dimension, or they might be inserting characters, removing characters into this Earth movie, which is but a fractal of a greater, grand, like cosmic motion picture show. So again, we have to use our play and our imaginal intelligence. So again, in this model, the fourth dimension is intermediate between the third dimension and the higher dimensions. And so the fourth is sort of the key transduction station where the manifestation process into the third dimension begins to funnel through. And so we could say that this fourth dimension acts like as a filter through which pure energy and consciousness is stepped down and then condensed into the physical form. But even these astral movies in the fourth dimension are then, of course, informed by an even greater dimensions. So it's all fractal. And so we're speaking of a dimensional model, and we can imagine that the creation codes come through the seventh dimension, which we talked about in last wave spell. The speaking tube of God at the center of our Zolk'in is the seventh dimension, which is a mirrorless resonator right in the very center. So we can imagine that this is like the void or the funnel. This is the like the speaking tube of God, where we can imagine as a void of all potentiality, where the creation utterances are first whispered, and then these creation utterances step down into the sixth dimension, which can be thought of as the home of the angelic orders, which are, say, the life forms that are responsible for the supervision of the different aspects of evolution. And these The sixth dimension is the place of the light codes. So the creation utterance in the seventh dimension, stepping down into the sixth dimension, the angelic realm, where they become the light codes. And from these light codes, these are stepped down then into the fifth dimension, which can be understood as the electrical energy field system, which is home to what we might refer to as the our higher guides. And as humans, again, we have our third dimensional physical body and our fourth dimensional holon or soul aspect, and then our fifth dimensional electric or rainbow plasma body. So just to review the past wave spells, the fifth dimensional, so the light codes are stepped down into the fifth dimensional and then into the fourth dimensional, where we access it through the imaginal realm. And of course, ultimately, all these dimensions are contained within each of us. They have to be accessed from the inner realm. And these are just words to conceptualize or to point to a process that is ultimately vibrational. It's how energy and knowledge is stepped down and then brought through to the third dimension. Okay, so let's ground this with a bit of a practical exercise of viewing your own life as a movie or a movie script, and you can review your own life through the lens of your galactic archetype. So think about what your galactic archetype is. So for me, I would view it through the lens of the initiate or the serpent initiate. And so when you have some quiet time, get a pen and some paper, maybe light a candle, but it's important to write by hand, and maybe try this exercise where you think back to your birth and then start to list all of the characters who have appeared in your life from birth until now. This is a great exercise for memory retrieval also, because you'll remember things that you may have completely forgotten, or people that you may have completely forgotten. So, okay, so when you have the quiet time, list all these characters and do it in linear progression if you want. And as you do this exercise, if you do it in linear progression, you be can begin to see the different sequences or patterns of your life, and how what occurred at that time, and where each of these characters made their entrance and exit point. And you can include, family, friends, even animals or pets, romantic partners, mentors, teachers, anyone, and even people who you had brief encounter with that might have had a lasting impact on your life. And then next to each of their names, write the role that they played in your life. Like, were they a friend, a lover, an antagonist, a teacher, a comic relief? Write down the roles that they played, and just see if any insights come to you. And you might highlight the individuals who have had the most significant impact on your life. Those are kind of your main characters. And if you have their birthday, you might want to decode them and reflect on, how each of these characters influenced your movie plot. And you also, think back to people who just maybe played a very small role, but it might have been the pivot point that just shifted your perception and opened up a whole new pathway for you. So contemplate all the characters along with major events and turning points that shaped the narrative of your life. And you might also want to review your 52-year destiny castle in light of this exercise. Because after studying and understanding the patterns of your own life movie, then you can get clear on where the film is going, or what movie scripts that we might want to begin to start accessing from the higher dimensions. So I hope all of that made sense. And play is so important. And so we will conclude on that note, the monkey wave spell.